put the other nail right against it and tied a string on it and carried it out there to a starve. Well, when they grabbed the other corner, I got the door dropped.
Yeah.
Then we went back over there the next Friday evening. And we were around feeding the creeps out. Me and Benny drove down there, and they was in there. And that thing, we had it 12 foot high.
Yeah.
And you know, them some guns would jump up to the top of that thing and fall back. But we nailed boards on the inside with 30 pin of nail. And we let them stay and went and told Mr. Vaughn, and we covered the truck and brought them up there. I said, they're going to tear out down there, root out. So we went on there and put the chute down there, put it on the traction trailer, and carried it down there, set it down there, and backed the truck up there, had it covered and all. And when just a minute we raised that thing, boy, they come out of there like that. We had that chute covered where he couldn't jump over it. When he come hit, he had to go straight in the truck. Got in there, we dropped it down, carried him up there, and right there next to that office out there, we had a pin out there. All hit was about 16 foot high, made out of 2x6s. We had it to put cars and all like that in. I backed up that in the truck and opened the gate, and we had a gate there in the fence right where it just fit, jam up there. Opened it up and it fell in there. And I told Mr. Vernon, I said, now, sale day come. I said, we're going to have to cut them other plank loose down there and set the chute down there. I said, they ain't going to jump out that hole. It was up about that high. So we went ahead and Hatchet Hallett was living up there, Ruth, my sister. And they, Jack and them went out there with them. You walk up the fence and boy, goddamn, they come at you just like greased lightning. And I'm talking about just knocked herself down. And that sow, I bet you she's 5 years old and she had never had no pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I got in that old male, both of them come from the same crop of pigs, but they're both the same size and all. We taken and loaded them hogs up and carried them up there and told them. Mr. Vernon told them, and pens around there, or they was about 5 feet high. Said, now here's some hogs from the country and we done brought them to town and said, they're y'all's. Said, they ain't none of mine. Said, when they go in there. And Jeff Irvin and what you going to, he said, well, he said, now they got off the swamp and they saw the skittish. He said, before I even raise the gate here now, I don't know if y'all going to be responsible. Jeff said, they get in here, they're ours. He said, well, you go down and look at them and said, go ahead and let's write this ticket out. Say, give James one there and give me one. I got, he wrote two tickets out and them fellas didn't stop. Hell, they went right on out in that there, right on over that jumping them fence, and went right straight on to the time branch down there. They jumping them 5 foot fence just like they wasn't there. Went on down there and about 3 months later, I come in this lower Springvale Road, they're both crossed, and I got coming, going back, right where we got them at over there. I go, they had to pay for them, though.
Yeah.
I reckon somebody's got them now. Well, we are, born in a place over there. I lost a sow and two of them. I went back in there and got two of the pigs. And wild, red, full bred. Duroc. That's right. I'm talking about. I went down and set a pin, set the, put taking wire, and I put it down there, and I taken and set it, and I went over there that morning early by myself, and me a fool didn't care but one cottage in the rifle, just had one in it,
yeah.
And the old lady handed it to me, and I carried it on, and I got there, and there were both of them up in the pen, and I walked up there, I got one hit the fence.